Why I came to lobby the Tuck Tracy McAllister, GMB shop steward at Asda, Hull. We've had the legal right to strike since the 19th century. Why are the Tories taking it away? What are they scared of? Are they scared of our voice, our strength, overpowering foes? Hopefully today we'll prove that we can beat them if we all stand together. Holly Johnston, Royal College of Nursing rep in Sheffield, and NHS workers say no. It is ironic that the government is now focusing on minimum staffing levels as a reason to curtail strike action, when protecting the NHS goes to the very heart of why all healthcare workers are striking. We are working on minimum staffing levels, and below on days we aren't on strike. We need to build confidence to a point where workers feel strong enough to defy element of the law, and if any union is taken to court, or worker threatened with dismissal, an emergency demonstration is called, and the Tuck should organize mass coordinated industrial action, including a 24-hour general strike. Joe Gibbons, Secretary of Hull Trades Council, which brought a coach to the lobby, we've got to fight the MSL law with everything in our arsenal. We've been hamstrung by years of anti-union legislation which Labour didn't repeal. We've got to not just fight the Tory government, but put a shot across the bows of an incoming Labour government. And if they don't repeal it, then the Tuck organises to break it. It's an unjust law. If it restricts our freedom to strike, then we'll have to break the law. Pete March, RMT delegate, the railway unions could be the first industry that the MSL laws are used against. Employers will be able to pick who they want to work, to scab, on strike days. The Tories say it's a matter of life and death. It's not. If no trains are running, then there's no danger. The Tuck must be dead set against it, maybe calling a general strike on it, that's my opinion anyway.